Belly, 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 Belly. Du bist so wunderbar, Belly, Belly, Belly.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And for our next story, we're staying on the subject of European traditions to hear this dispatch from a visiting reporter from Austria in search of one of her favorite comfort foods from back home. For KALW's exchange journalist Alexandra Augustin, what began as a feeling of homesickness turned into a story about the search for German-style bread in San Francisco.
Woo!
Hello! How are you?
I miss you.
I miss you too. I'm okay. Are you calling me from California?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here I was, stranded in San Francisco. That's my best friend Irma in Vienna. She's always there when I have serious problems, like now. There's no dark bread in San Francisco, only white bread.
What?
It's a challenge.
Okay. Yeah, white bread. I've heard about that. What is that exactly?
I don't know. I don't want to know what it is.
There are certain foods you really miss when you're far away from home. Your mom's pie or chicken soup. To me, that food is a slice of dark bread with a thick crust, soft inside with butter and chives. The taste of my childhood. But where in San Francisco can you find this?
Do you know where I can get German bread here?
German bread? I really wish I did know where you could get German bread, but I don't.
Have you ever tried it?
German bread? Yeah, I think I have. I think I've tried some German bread before. Yeah, good stuff.
German bread?
Americans can't do bread?
Sorry, what?
Americans can't bake bread and they can't make bread, and the best bread ever you find in Austria.
You may be familiar with Vollkornbrot or Pumpernickel, but there's a lot more than that. In 2015, the German Bakers Guild counted over 730 different breads in Germany and over 300 in Austria. And I was not able to find a single loaf in the Bay Area. I almost gave up when I suddenly found a person who could help me.
Excuse me, do you have dark bread or like bread that we have in Austria and Germany here?
Well, as chance would have it, we actually have a lot of whole grain bread here in the bakery, here in the mill.
This is Josie Baker, the owner of Josie Baker Bread. And yes, Baker is his real last name. We're standing in his bakery, the mill, on the Visadero Street. It has an open kitchen where about 10 people are kneading and shaping the dough and preparing espresso and snacks. The smell of coffee mixes up with the scent of bread loaves fresh out of the oven.
Show me around.
Yeah, sure. I mean, here we've got our Dark Mountain rye bread, 100% rye. We've got our Red, White and Rye, which is another 100% whole grain bread. So yeah, if you're looking for dark whole grain breads, I think you've come to the right place.
You might have noticed that Josie Baker does not have a German accent. He was born in New York and raised in Vermont. So why does he have a passion for whole grain handmade bread?
I never had a big plan. I fell in love with baking and started doing it all the time. The first time that I baked a loaf of sourdough bread was in the spring of 2010, so 6.5 years ago. My friend George, who I grew up with in Vermont, was backpacking through town, and he had some sourdough starter, and he gifted me a little chunk of it and scribbled down some instructions, and I tried it a few days later and was really surprised.
Back then, Josie was living in a shared apartment in the Mission District. Within a few weeks, he was baking all the time. He baked so much bread that he couldn't store or eat it all. So he offered his bread to friends. His fan base grew fast.
And then on Thanksgiving morning, 60 people showed up at my front door in the Mission. That's when I was like, okay, this is turning into something. I'm going to go for it. And I went for it.
Josie Baker quit his day job and started his own business. In 2012, he opened up the mill. It features the one and only flour mill in San Francisco. The first mill he bought is the heart of his bakery.
a pinewood flour mill that he has imported from, yeah, guess where? Austria.
Yeah, there she is. That's the original mill. She's beautiful, right? She's a workhorse. I mean, we ran her 8 hours a day, 362 days a year for 3 years, and it never had any problems. That's it. Yeah, it is a thing of beauty, for sure.
This heavily tattooed baker boy from Vermont is not only making hipsters with an interest in handmade food happy, but also some Germans who live around the corner, like food blogger Julia Spies.
Being German, I pretty quickly after moving here started to crave that German whole grain taste of bread.
She was a customer of the mill from day one. But she didn't meet Josie until she hosted a bakery tour for Swiss, Austrian and German bakers. When they came to Josie's bakery, their mind was blown. The owners of the big chain bakeries were happy to find a small local baker who reminded them of where they got their start.
They were on a research tour trying to find the roots again that had started the business that they might have inherited from their fathers and grandfathers. So they really enjoyed meeting somebody like Josie who came from the heart of things and not from the brain of things.
Josie Baker bakes about 400 loaves a day, but he says he doesn't want to grow bigger because the quality of the bread would suffer. And that attention to detail can even help people with non-celiac gluten sensitivity.
Every single person who's ever come into the bakery and said, you know, I can't eat bread, I really miss bread, and you know, this looks nice. And I say, well, just try a loaf of the rye bread. Because most people who are nervous about eating bread are more likely to try rye because it has less gluten than wheat. And they try that bread and they say, oh my God, I feel okay when I eat this bread. And I say, yeah, well, you know, try this bread. And they try another bread and they say, oh my God, I can eat this bread too. There's nothing magic about our bread. We're making fresh milled whole grain sourdough bread. We're not making factory made, underhydrated, commercial yeast, not baked enough bread.
So on to the most important part. What does his bread actually taste like? Josie gifted me a loaf of his rye bread. Time for a little testing at KALW's shared kitchen.
Is this how we cut it? Is this how you guys cut it in your homeland? Well, it's gorgeous. And it doesn't give itself up easily.
It should be hard. Then it's better.
Like fresh out of the oven?
Even if it's not fresh, you just put it in the toaster, maybe even in the microwave to get it hot. And I really like the crust.
I think the crust, ooh, I just touched the actual bread. It's so lovely. It feels alive and spongy and delicious.
Indeed, I think I found a good substitute. God bless first world problems. For KALW in San Francisco, I'm Alexandra Augustin.